This seemed to give Nobu something to think about, for we walked along in silence a few moments. Finally, he said,
I shouldn't be surprised. You're as conniving a person as I know.
Nobu-san, what else was I to do? I said. I thought you had disappeared completely. I might never have known where to find you if Takazuru hadn't come to me in tears to say how badly you've been treating her.
Well, I have been hard on her, I suppose, but she isn't as clever as you, or as pretty for that matter. If you've been thinking I'm angry with you, you're quite right.
May I ask what I have done to make an old friend so angry? Here Nobu-san stopped and turned to me with a terribly sad look in his eyes. I felt a fondness welling up in me that I've known for very few men in my life. I was thinking how much I had missed him and how deeply I had wronged him. But though I'm ashamed to admit it, my feelings of fondness were tinged with pity.
After a considerable amount of effort, he said, I have discovered the identity of your Donna.
If Nobu-san had asked me, I would have been glad to tell him.
I don't believe you. You geisha are the most closed-mouthed group of people. I asked around Gion about your Donna, and one after another they all pretended not to know. I never would have found out if I hadn't asked Michizono to come entertain me one night, just the two of us.
Michizono, who was about 50 at the time, was a sort of legend in Gion. She wasn't a beautiful woman, but she could sometimes put even Nobu in a good mood, just by the way she crinkled her nose at him when she bowed hello.
I made her play drinking games with me, he went on, and I won and won until poor Michizono was quite drunk. I could have asked her anything at all, and she would have told me.
What a lot of work, I said.
Nonsense. She was very enjoyable company. There was nothing like work about it. But shall I tell you something? I have lost respect for you, now that I know your Donna is a little man in uniform who no one admires.
Nobu-san speaks as if I have any choice over who my Donna is. The only choice I can make is what kimono I'll wear, and even then...
Do you know why that man has a desk job? It's because no one trusts him with anything that matters. I understand the army very well, Sayuri. Even his own superiors have no use for him. You may as well have made an alliance with a beggar. Really, I was once very fond of you, but...